This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 80 of the countries represented over the weekend at the summit of peace in Ukraine agreed that territorial integrity and the principles of international law and the UN Charter should be the basis for peace talks to end the Russian war in Ukraine. Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslavo Gangadze.
Leaders from 101 countries and organizations wrapped up 2 days of discussion on ending Russia's war in Ukraine with a show of unity against Russian aggression. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for a diplomatic solution to end the war.
War is not our choice. It's Putin's choice.
Russia was not invited, but just before the summit, President Vladimir Putin demanded that Ukraine withdraw from territory captured by Russia and abandon its goal of joining NATO. U.S. and other representatives at the summit saw this as an ultimatum, saying Russia has no intention of fostering peace or real negotiations.
Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News, Bergenstock Resort, Switzerland.
A U.S. special envoy visited Jerusalem Monday seeking to calm the situation on the disputed northern border with Lebanon and Israel. Reuters' Alex Cohen.
Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia could lead to a larger conflict. Here's Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hezbollah is jeopardizing the future of Lebanon so that it can be a shield for Hamas.
U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein's visit follows weeks of increasing exchanges of fire along the line between Israel and Lebanon, where Israeli forces have for months been engaged in a simmering conflict with Hezbollah that has continued alongside the war in Gaza.
South Korea's military says soldiers fired warning shots to repel North Korean soldiers who temporarily crossed their rivals' land border for the second time this month. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking North Korea for supporting his actions in Ukraine and says the two countries would work together to overcome U.S.-led sanctions. Comments were published Tuesday as the Russian leader was heading to Pyongyang to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Their countries are deepening their alignment in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. Putin's comments appeared on North Korean state media hours before Putin's expected arrival amid international concerns about the two countries expanding military cooperation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that nearly two dozen NATO members will meet the alliance's target spending to defense this year, highlighting how allies have raised military spending since Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
This year, 23 allies will spend 2% of GDP or more on defense, which is twice as much as just 4 years ago.
Stoltenberg in Washington said the trend in increased military spending by NATO members was triggered by Russian seizures of Crimea in 2014. NATO defense spending has become highly contentious in recent years, particularly as former U.S. President Donald Trump accused Europeans of spending too little on their own security and relying on the United States for protection. An Indian man accused by U.S. prosecutors of orchestrating an unsuccessful plot to kill a Sikh separatist on American soil pleaded not guilty on Monday to murder for hire conspiracy charges in a federal court in New York. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Nikhil Gupta also was ordered detained during the hearing. U.S. federal prosecutors allege Gupta plotted with an Indian government official to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panun, a U.S. resident who advocated for a sovereign Sikh state in northern India. Last June, Gupta traveled to Prague from India and was arrested by Czech authorities. Video released on Monday by the Czech police appears to show two New York police officers escorting a handcuffed suspect at the airport in Prague. Czech Justice Minister Pavel Blažek said Gupta was extradited to the U.S. on Friday. The discovery of alleged assassination plots against Sikh separatists in the U.S. and Canada has tested relations with India. India's government denies involvement in such plots.
Over 75 million people in the United States are under extreme heat alerts as the heat wave moves eastward. The Mid-Atlantic and New England areas are likely to see highs in the 90s as the week progresses. Excessive humidity will make it even more oppressive. The U.S. last year saw the most heat waves.